That too many people with mental illnesses are caught up in the criminal justice system is a sad reality facing both the legal and the psychiatric community. In cooperation with the American Psychiatric Foundation, the Judges Leadership Initiative trains judges to better handle cases involving defendants with mental illness. The goal is to get more of them into treatment and keep more of them out of jail. Miami Judge Stephen Leifman heads the Judges Leadership Initiative, or JLI.
The Judges Leadership Initiative is a phenomenal program. It's enabling us to educate judges and psychiatrists about the interface between the criminal justice system and the psychiatric community. We could never have done it without the support from Janssen Pharmaceutical through the APF, and it's a phenomenal program. And through the program, what we've done is we're developing a curriculum for judges, a curriculum for psychiatrists, which the psychiatrist helped us actually develop. We have developed a whole series of videos so that we can teach judges how to actually handle cases in court involving somebody with a mental illness, as well as encouraging the judges to become a leader in their community to develop the kind of collaborations that we need to really improve upon this problem and make significant changes.
But judges and psychiatrists alone can't bring about this change.
And the other area we're working on through a grant that the APF got with Bristol-Myers Squibb Foundation is a really interesting grant, because the data is starting to show us that some individuals with mental illness in the criminal justice system have what we call criminogenic factors, meaning that aside from their mental illness, that even if they didn't have a mental illness, they're at high risk of getting arrested anyway. And these factors would include having a co-occurring disorder such as substance abuse, literacy issues, coming from zip codes with high crime rates, hanging around with people that commit crimes. And so what we've realized is that not only do we have to make sure that we afford people access to treatment, but we also have to give them access to cognitive behavioral treatments along with their mental illness treatment. It's never been done before. It's just been spoken about. So the Bristol-Myers Squibb Foundation grant is actually enabling us in Miami-Dade County to set up this program. It's a serious research project. We have two groups, 50 each, and 50 of the individuals. And all these are folks that have pretty good criminal justice records. They recycle through regularly. And so 50 will get our treatment as usual, and the other 50 will get our treatment as usual plus a cognitive behavioral treatment program. And we're in about a year right now in the program. People are signed up, they're going to the treatment, and hopefully it's going to help improve behavior. So not only will we help deal with someone's mental illness, but we'll also help keep them out of the system by addressing their criminogenic type issues. And so these are some of the programs that we have going on. And thanks to the American Psychiatric Foundation, we're able to do this. And it's growing. It's getting a lot of national recognition. We certainly welcome participation by the psychiatry community to help us do this. We're judges. We're not doctors. And we don't want to pretend to be. And we really need the help of the psychiatric community to teach us how we should be handling these cases.
The Judges Leadership Initiative is looking for other ways to reduce the chances that mentally ill persons will break the law.
One way that the Judges Leadership Initiative is working is to work with all the stakeholders in the community, including law enforcement. And we're teaching judges how to bring all those groups together and educate law enforcement about mental illnesses, how to recognize someone who may be in a crisis, how to de-escalate the situation, and where to take them as opposed to arresting them. In Miami-Dade County, for instance, we have over 3,600 officers trained in crisis intervention team policing. It is enormously successful.
But in the long run, even broader changes are needed to modernize the laws affecting the interaction between people with mental illness and the courts, said Judge Leifman.
All the laws are based on a dangerousness idea, and the laws really should be based on treatment. And that's one of the things I'm really trying to get all these law and psychiatry groups to start to talk about. And what I ultimately would like to put together is a panel of the best brains in the world on both sides and see if we can hash out a new model law.
The Judges Leadership Initiative is one of numerous programs supported by the American Psychiatric Foundation, a part of the American Psychiatric Association.